News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The state of Ireland's mental health facilities is having a significant negative impact on the mental health of the people being treated in them. So says a new report from the Mental Health Commission. We're joined by their chief executive, John Farrelly, now. John, just tell us what your report found.
So the report has found that in terms of compliance with the regulation on premises, three quarters of the centres over the span of 3 years of the report haven't achieved that. And that there's significant issues, particularly around decorative maintenance standards. But also the report finds around the need to have facilities with single rooms, a lack of overcrowding, etc., to create centres that provide dignity and hope.
Okay. In blunt layman terms, are people being treated in Kippy facilities?
Thousands of people are. In fairness, a number of new facilities have come on stream, and you can actually see that. So, for example, in Sligo, a brand new facility came on stream a few months ago. Before that, people were being treated in a KIP, and that's a nice piece of language on it. Particularly if you think of when you go in, it has to give you hope to recover.
Of course.
So we still have a number of people, places like that around the country. And really what we're saying is to the HSE and indeed to the state is we need to put in place a program to replace these. Not that we're pulling and dragging through something that takes 5 or 10 years, because in that time, thousands of people will go through these facilities.
Yeah, I'm reading here the report. One centre is a 9-bed dormitory. Now, I'm sure it's difficult enough to go in to ask for help and to get treatment, and then to go into a dormitory with 8 other people, that must be just impossible.
Well, it's there's another centre again where people don't have access to outdoor space. And look, to be honest with you, the only reason these people are kept are improved and kind of helped to be treated is, you know, the work of the staff in these premises that aren't suitable. The 9-bedded one particularly is one that, look, we've zero tolerance for now. And indeed, with that centre, we'd be in a tug of war with them around getting the plans from them, making sure it's right. I suppose what you have is the moral hazard of, you know, if we close a centre down in one part of the country, this centre was put in Cork, the people who need it most then lack services. So it's a slow tug of war. And really the best way to get for us to win that tug of war is for the politicians to come in and go, actually, what we need here is an implementation program, a capital investment program for the state.
Are there enough votes in it? And I'm being cynical here, but I'm being deliberately cynical about this, because you'll have no problem getting politicians going on about water charges. I rarely hear politicians talking about facilities in mental health facilities. Is there enough votes in this for politicians to get on board?
I'm not interested in votes. I'm not interested in elections and who's in government. I'm interested
in them. I suppose that's my point.
Well, I suppose I think I would have another
sorry,
view.
Sorry, I'm not doubting the morality and the ethics of your argument. I'm doubting whether there's a political will.
I tell you,
there.
I'd have a slightly different view. Yeah. I'd have a slightly different view that it's all about transparency, putting that out there. And when people see this, they will get upset and go, oh my God, why are we as a state allowing this to happen?
Fair enough.
The same way as they get upset about people coming into the state not having proper facilities.
All right. Listen, it's a really interesting report from the Mental Health Commission. John Farrelly, Chief Executive, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.